Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Boomer Bunk Prod time. Time for the Nightly Jamingo. Welcome to episode 195. I am Boomer Bob in the daily and semi-weekly John Jamingo and the Duchess.
Good evening.
How's it going? Hey, Bob, I meant to tell you, I know you're like into this new scene now where you're hanging out with people. You know, you're kind of like, you're just meeting and mingling, just meeting and mingling, being social.
Making friends,
Bob. Unfortunately, you have to be careful, Bob, because people have cameras in their house. I don't know if you know that.
What I do.
Well, Bob, I have a sex tape of yours, and
that's impossible.
Oh, dear.
I think I remember her.
Hold on,
you like that bitch?
Oh, flipped it over. Got to like grab the mouth and pull
two fingers in the mouth.
Yeah, like this. And
I feel like I learn a little bit about more you guys every show.
Right?
Actually, I've been trying to get somebody in the house to play along with this. Guess my fart.
Guess my fart.
You nailed it.
Shut up, guess my fart, round two.
She was right.
Hey, babe, guess the sound of my fart.
He be wet.
That's so cool.
Guys, guess my fart.
Not Nick.
Damn, Nick, good one.
You could ask, guess the fart.
You.
No.
Guess my fart.
Hurry.
Yeah. Nailed it. Let's go.
That person knows it.
Here, guess my fart.
Yep. So that's it's come to that now, or that board.
That's terrible. Is that what you do? People do with their friends?
I don't know, but you know, it would be nice to be in a relationship that was like you need somebody who knows you like that.
Mike says, coming next week, guess my queef.
Wow. I like that one. We here at the Boomer Bunker would like to play this public service announcement for the people.
Porn causes brain damage.
Did I send that to every one of you?
He was drooling on himself. That was awesome.
Porn apparently has, it's no good for you.
Well, way to get the palate cleansers out of the way.
I tell you what, you move to Texas, Texas changes, man, Bob. I don't know if you've ever seen this one.
One day, Invader, Texas. 2 days, Invader, Texas. 3 days, Invader, Texas. Four, oh, God, man, I'm just about to get the gun. There's a nigger in the house.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear the chirp? The chirp was great. Oh my
God. Thanks for reminding me of it.
That's terrible.
Do you ever have somebody pull it out in front of you and you almost hit them?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, this person here, they got a hard lesson on this one.
Nice, full truck. There you go. Right on your windshield. Turn your wipers on.
don't pull out in front of a cement truck.
Oh, you got it in my eye.
There you go. Get it all over there.
It's in my eye.
Oh, it's in my eye.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not good.
Sweet. I like this. This is better than talking about the news and stuff.
Yeah.
That shit's Although, depressing.
You know what you don't do? You don't fuck with a tuba player. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What happened there? Here we go. Let's back it up. How come I don't have no sound?
Back it up. Back it up.
You're having no sound. Way to bob it up. Ooh.
Down he goes.
Wow. Glass jaw.
That sounds good.
For the folks who don't see this, there's a tuba player.
And he's playing.
It's a marching band at a football game of some sort.
He's playing. And somebody came up and heckled the shit out of him.
Listen.
And this guy did not stop playing and punched him dead in the face. What, Bob, 3-4 hits?
I don't know much about music. Was he hitting him on the downbeat or the upbeat? I don't know.
I couldn't hear.
He took care of business. Right there.
I don't blame. I am not a fan. I know that you are, Duchess, but I am not a fan of these freaking marching bands. Every time that the ball, like the play is over, they got to play something. Shut up.
Well, it's kind of their job.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm impressed with the performances. Like, I don't watch all of them. I will have to say the Michigan marching band was pretty impressive the other night. But I normally don't see them because it's by the time I'm tuning into a college game, it's the band's not.
Well, yeah, like the halftime show, pre-show, whatever. That's cool. Yeah, that stuff's neat to get out there and do, you know, bullshit. But just to be up there in the stands and, okay, they just called the timeout. Okay, let's play our fight song. Fuck off.
Well, that's about right.
I don't like it.
They got one job. Play music.
And then one time, it'd be in camp.
I got to tell you, I remember when my kids were like in the fourth grade. Right. And that's when they started band.
Ugh.
So you had to go for the end of the year. You had to go to the recital. And, you know, that's where they would sing. And then the band would come out and play. First, they would play the Star Spangled Banner, you know, and you got like a bucket picking up notes that everybody dropped. But for the finale, what they would play, they would play that Santana song. What's it?
Oyo Como Va.
Yeah, that one. And they would play it. And I'm telling you, dude, they had it down. I don't know if it's easy to play or whatever. So then the next year, at the end of the thing, they get done the song and I go and I yell out, "Hey, play Santana." They sat there and they looked and the guy went and he just went, they went right into it again.
Wow.
Wiley asked, he said, "Speaking of school bands, I wonder what happened to that school band director that got into it with the cops." The one we talked about.
Mike, or one of y'all made the clip. I think it was Mike that made us the
clip. Mike made the clip, and Dean had put in interesting comment.
Dean.
That was so unbelievable.
Kind of upset I don't see Adam in the chat because I made him a clip.
Did you?
Adam.
It's Adam. Adam.
It's Adam.
Okay. So... Do you guys know about the mayor, F.L. Bubba Copeland? Have you heard about him?
I have not.
I thought I knew everybody named Bubba, but apparently not.
Well, he was the mayor and also a pastor. He was the mayor of his town. He was also a pastor of his church. And he kind of had a side hustle or a secret life. And this is him. That's him on the left, and that's also him on the right.
Bubba's a pretty lady.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think the one on the right looks a little better.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if I was on a dating app, I'd swipe right on her.
Really? I don't know that I would swipe
right.
She's
kind of busty looking. So
She's not bad.
It's not nice. Anybody I would go out on a date with, but if I looked like that, I'd rather look like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be that would be a lot of my luck. I go out there and I'd find out, you know, I'd go out on a date and I'd find out and it would be more of a...
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time.
How about no?
Smith Station's mayor, Fred Bubba Copeland, died by suicide Friday afternoon.
Oh.
Copeland drove to Lee Road, pulled over, used a handgun, took his own life.
That's so awful. Why?
Officers received information at approximately 4:14 p.m.
Oh.
Deputies said that they found Copeland in his car. And,
was he in costume?
So, like, you're sure this wasn't like a Vito from Sopranos thing?
I think it was a Vito from the Sopranos thing. Wow, no, Vito got...
He got taken out.
He got taken out. I think this guy just couldn't handle the shame, unfortunately. Which is a shame. I mean, listen, if he's a good mayor and he's a good businessman, every once in a while he likes to dress up like a pretty lady. Who the fuck cares? Really, I mean, is it that big of a deal?
I don't care.
As long as he's not
having fun.
Listen, if he looks like he does on the right and he wants to read stories to kids, I'd bring my kid over and let him read a story.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees.
You mean those stories?
Could be those stories, yes.
Thank you, Ted or Mr. Kennedy.
So, got to pour one out for Mr. Fred Bubba. Fred Bubba Smith. No, Copeland. I'm sorry, Copeland.
I wonder what his woman name was.
Barbara? Let me see if it's in here. Hang on.
Barbara kind of fits a little bit.
No, there was. I wish I would have had the name. There's a story. Hang on one second. Let me see if I can find the story real quick. It'll tell you. In the story, it tells you what the lady, Brittany Blair. Brittany Blair.
Brittany Blair. A little too thick to be a Brittany.
Transisting transgender curvy girl that loves smiling, clothes, and shoes. Let's chat. That was their profile.
So was there a note?
No note. Just pulled over.
Boo.
Yes.
Well, so apparently no family, no kids, wife, whatever.
And what state was this?
Down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Her Twitter profile says nachos with queso and a side of guac, please.
So good taste.
Guac or Glock?
Guac.
Don't answer that.
Bubba operated the country market and served as a pastor. Oh, in Phoenix City. Ooh, wait, this is in what state is that? Did you say Louisiana?
I thought it was. Hang on, maybe I'm wrong.
Phoenix City, Louisiana.
Excuse me.
Alabama. It's Bob's country.
Uh-huh. It's Alabama. I'm sorry.
It is Alabama.
Now I gotta open the article. Damn you.
All right.
Oh, no, I don't. There it is right there. No, Opelika, Opelika, Auburn, there's Auburn.
Apparently, apparently she is also on Reddit, and there's some Reddit things back and forth with some guys. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, Brittany and Bubba are no longer with us.
It is a shame. Given everything else that's going on, I mean, this guy was just happy to dress up.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, man.
No, I really don't have a problem with that.
I think I'm bummed he looks pretty good.
He actually looks pretty good.
You know, call somebody. You know, make a phone call. Yeah, you know?
Don't do that, man. That's hard. It's just a small town. Yeah.
Mike says, word of advice, if you swipe right, don't go for the reach around when fooling around. Yeah.
Or maybe you do.
See, but that's the thing. He passes. He passes for a woman.
Eventually they're going to find out.
Yeah. Especially when you get down to the nether regions. You know he's got a full set of cock and balls.
I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's rude.
On the first date? At least wait till the second.
Jesus, how many dates does it take to get cock in your mouth?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to do that right.
I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth.
Whoa! There we go. Whoa!
That's a great book. All right, time for a palate cleanser.
I thought that was what we were doing. It's palate cleanser night.
It's Monday.
I saw this and I said, I didn't even see what happened. I immediately just saved it right away because here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I've not seen this. Oh, no.
What do you think happens next?
Oh, am I about to do a Kegel?
Oh, he's going to jump.
Everybody cross your legs. Here we go.
Oh, man, I'm going to.
No, don't do it. Why would you do that?
Okay, back it up. Do it again.
Show it in reverse to slow mo back.
Hold on, see if I get back. Back her up.
Why would you do that? You know what?
I like the rolling around backwards.
It's the shitty sneaker. Oh my god, he like teabagged it.
Right in the taint.
Ring the bell.
You know, I don't have cock and balls, but that looks like it would hurt.
Why would anybody do that? Was it a dare? Like,
I guess they thought they were going to land on the other pole with their foot.
Was he on the creep off, and he lost?
This is not parkour, dude.
Oh god, that's a horrible, horrible.
Here you go. Sugarwater says Darwin Award. Yep.
Yeah.
He was wearing a belt.
Deuce used to say that was the gene pool cleansing itself. Well, apparently you won't have to worry about that person procreating anymore.
Oh, that's one way to wipe it out. Mm-hmm. That's a family line that should not continue.
Yes.
Oh my God. They must have exploded.
That is hard. That is. Oh my God.
Oh, I doubt it's going to be hard for a while.
It's not going to be hard for a while.
It's not going to be hard ever.
Oh my God.
It's going to be ice cubes.
It's evaporated. He just destroyed them. Oh,
I mean, that's one way to turn an Audi into an innie. You know,
how to become a woman in one easy step.
As soon as I saw the leap, I was like, I don't know if I can watch this. I think I'm going to wait. I'm just going to put this in as a clip and watch it with everybody else. So I watched that for the first time with you, and as soon I was like, oh my God, oh. I'm still doing Kegels over here.
Yeah. I can't watch anybody do that shit. And I do it when they go down like icy steps and stuff too. Like they slip and fall and bust their butt bone. I Kegel too.
I can't. As soon as I see a stunt that starts like that, I'm like, nope. I just can't. Like, I can't watch any more exploded testicles or something. It's just.
So Jeff Bezos lived in Seattle, Washington. That's where he started Amazon. Mm-hmm. That's where he made all his billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's selling his Seattle home, and he's moved into a $79 million mansion in Miami.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Come on. He can
only
do better 79? Now. What is he, poor?
Well, the thing is, over there in Washington State, you know, it's just a dystopian hellhole over there. So also the wealthiest man in Illinois, Ken Griffin, has also moved to Miami last year. Hedge fund tycoon Dan Loeb and Josh Harris recently bought mansions in Miami. And a private equity firm owner, Orlando Brava, also moved to Miami. The trend? They're all leaving their failed blue states, moving to Florida, a solid red state with no income tax, a thriving economy. People want freedom. I've been saying that for a long, long time because here you go. This is what they do. Leftists, their state destroyed by their policies, and then here they come to your state.
Yep.
Yeah. You have that. Where's the other one?
They escape their own state because it's wrecked by the policies they have, and then they go, we'll go somewhere else, and then we'll create our own policies.
That's not it.
You've got all of these red state and politicians that are like, don't California my Virginia, or don't California my Texas, you know?
Yep.
So, mm-hmm.
I'm almost getting tired of fucking, you know, listening to it. Like,
yes.
Well, this is the same thing that's going on right now with this whole Palestine and Israel thing.
Israel. Mm-hmm.
These people are sitting there and they're like, because right now there's only oppressed and oppressors. So they think that Israel's the oppressor because they have an army and they have, you know, they have an air force, and Hamas is just a terrorist group. And so, you know, once that, what happened on October 7th, now like Israel's in there, they've surrounded Gaza City and they're just going to go in there piece by piece and take apart. And everybody wants a ceasefire. Well, you know who wants a ceasefire more than anything? Hamas. Could they in trouble? I don't think it's going to happen. Could you see if they attacked the United States and then told us to, how did that happen? How did I get that? How did that happen?
I did one of these.
Are you shitting me?
Good job.
So if John. I do this?
Yeah. You should see what happens when it goes up your butt. Just reach it down there.
What if I do this?
Well, it's not made in New
Jersey. That freaked me the fuck out. I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting there like this all of a sudden. Where'd that come from? How did that happen? Is that something you're doing?
Dark. No, I'm jerking off.
So if this is, you do this and it pops
there
up.
There it is. See? Do it again. It's not me.
It's magic. Ooh, it's witchcraft.
All right.
I wonder if there's other ones you can make it do.
Can we do that?
I tried that.
He already tried that one.
No, it's no
fun. Hey, fuck both of you too. Jeez.
Fuck you too.
What the hell is that about? Fucking Jersey attitude over here.
Yeah.
Just a little. Come on. That's why you don't watch for the Jersey attitude.
You know, because officially right now, they said California is the place you got to flee. So they loaded up their truck and moved to Tennessee. Beverly Hillbillies are heading back. They're like, fuck California. Fuck this bullshit.
They've
really the way
it.
You have us in here, we can't see.
I know. That. There we go. We got to move it over there.
Hey, so. Old Jetty.
Hey, yo.
Oh. Banjos. Deliverance.
Swimming pool.
Oh, here you go. Budbugger says, if you see something white shoot across Bob's screen, it's a ghost.
It ain't a ghost. Nope. Don't worry, though. I got cleansers and rags and wipes all over the place. I'm good. I'm not going to damage the equipment, either this equipment or mine.
That's true. It's a lot of money. I was reminiscent of my conversation last night when I was on with Cheese and Mike.
Right.
Oh, you went on that show?
I did.
How did that go?
They are interesting young men.
I'm boycotting that show until they invite me on, so they can eat a dick.
I was shocked they invited me on. I don't know why.
Wow, Bob. They didn't ask you to be on yet?
Nobody asked me to be on because I fucking wreck everything. I'm like Dave, except accidental.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't mean to do it. It just happens.
Well, I think Devin wanted me to come on, and then Devin's been unavailable due to...
Yeah, apparently he's having some kind of medical issues or something we don't know about.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. So they said, but you can come back. And I'm like, all right. Yeah.
Oh, you'd go back?
Yeah, why not?
For part two.
Yeah, for Devin. He's fine.
Okay.
They always go back for seconds of Duchess.
I'll allow them seconds of Duchess.
I don't know if we're going to have enough material tonight. I mean, I have.
We got plenty. Keep just go down the list. Fuck, very you've already good. Moved crap over that we haven't even talked about.
I know.
I did? What do you mean? We talked about everything I moved over. We talked about. I played the
That's what he's saying. Texas. We moved stuff over and we still have stuff.
Yeah, we still got stuff
fuck
up
is
here.
Going on here?
Yeah.
I don't know, Bob. Oh.
John, why don't you talk about what happened at the Eagles game last night?
No, he did that on the Daily Jamingo.
No, not this. This is a whole different story. It's another story.
Oh, the George Norcross thing.
Yes, right. Everybody's now, favorite boss.
So now, who is he for the average idiot?
All right, so George Norcross is a senator. Is he a state senator or is he a... He's not one of our federals. He's not a...
No, he's local. He's a local...
He's a state senator,
state
right?
Senator. Yeah.
All right, so let me talk about the Norcrosses for a second. Usually you don't say anything about the Norcrosses.
No.
The Norcrosses are like the mafia of New Jersey, but they run the Democratic Party. Like the guy, John Norcross, which is his brother, he's the guy behind the scene. You don't talk about him. You don't write stories about him. You don't say his name. It's like he's like Chin, the guy from the New York Mafia. You never say, you wouldn't even say his name. You would just touch your chin. That's how he got this name, the Chin.
He's referred to as Boss Norcross.
Norcross. Okay. So they've got everything in the Democratic Party locked down, and they have for decades.
There's a lot of money. He's very decades. Powerful. Yeah.
They run the Camden waterfront, they run the Democratic Party. When we had the governor, McGreevy, who was the gay governor, and they found out that he was gay, Bob found something funny.
Sorry.
What's so funny, Bob?
Nothing.
No, you can't do that. You got to tell the class. You can't just laugh out loud and not tell the class now.
I have somebody watching the show that I know, and they just ordered one of these. Oh, fuck, you can't see it because
oh, they ordered a chicken?
Yeah.
Where are they going to put that chicken,
I think
chicken,
they want
Bob?
Me to... Probably in front of my groin so I can reenact that fucking video that you had.
Hey, listen, you're watching the show. Don't interrupt Bob. He doesn't like shiny things. He gets easily distracted.
Well, this was probably like earlier. I'm just...
Stop.
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, you're doing
the show. I was looking
at
the show because I have us on here too, just so I can interact, which I haven't done.
Leave Bob alone. He's busy.
Yeah, I'm
fucking around with him when he's done. Jesus Christ, we only have an hour and a half with him. Can you hang on? I know he's just so tasty. Jesus Christ. What was I talking? Oh, the Norcrosses and the guy of the mafia. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
See, there's a derail shows.
Right there. So he's also involved with the Cooper Medical Hospital down in Camden. He's got Camden locked up. There's also been a podcast about an accountant who was looking into the books and he was finding things happening. And all of a sudden him and his wife were
ended up like Bubba.
And it was like a murder suicide, but it wasn't a murder suicide. Like, it's really, really sketchy.
Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah. They Clinton them. I say that to say this.
Yes.
Norcross has a box at the Eagles game. He was at the Eagles game last night.
Yes.
And he had an American Israeli flag hanging over the side of the side of his booth there. They have like signs that you can hang up.
Why would you do that?
Is that a problem, hanging up the American flag with the Israeli flag in this?
You had a football game. Like, pick your moment.
You say you don't think they should have that?
I kind of agree with Duchess.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not. No, it's not.
Yeah. Put your, you know, go
hang it on your building.
Fly
Eagles
fly.
On your house.
Put that up. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think.
Yeah.
None of y'all liked when football teams were apolitical or the players were kneeling. So to have box owners just drape whatever they want. So what if somebody had put a Palestinian flag? Would you have been cool with that?
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So stick a pin in that for a second.
Okay.
Let's say someone put a Palestinian flag there. Do you think somebody would have came up and told them to take the flag down and then escorted them? You think they would have?
Yeah. Well, he got. Well, I don't want to get ahead of your story. So.
Okay. So let's
finish your story.
So he had this flag up. They came in. The security came in and said, you have to remove the flag. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Norcross was very upset about this, and he wouldn't remove the flag.
He doesn't like to hear no.
Right. He does not like to hear no, because do you know who he is?
I'm a very important man.
So here we go. There's the flag.
Jerk.
A 6-yard touchdown reception by number 9, Kevontae Turpin.
All right. So you're seeing right now there's a guy in the center of the screen. He's got like a bald head and a beard, and he's leaning over and he's telling them that they got to take that flag down. Right. And you'll see George stand
number
up in just about a minute.
Brandon Aubrey,
I'm important.
Extra point. Ryan Anger with the hold.
So they're zooming. Okay, so now
they're
zooming in. How did they know what was going on over there? And
they're
why were they
waiting for it?
Yeah, somebody must have said, we're going to go over there and take that flag down. This looks like a setup to me, because there's no reason to be videotaping. It's not like Taylor Swift's up there or anything. This is a guy, you can't even see him. Here comes security. Now all of a sudden, you're going to see George stand up because he's had enough. You know who I am? I'm George Norcross.
I'm a very important little man.
I'm a foot shorter than you are.
I'm from the New Jersey Norcross. I've had a box in this place ever since you were knee-high to a small dog.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Take the politics outside of the fucking stadium.
Yeah.
Right?
So you don't need that shit here. The last thing you need is a fan underneath that to go, hey, what the fuck?
You know what?
You know.
I just thought of this.
Yes.
Somebody who's taking this video was pissed off that there was an American Israeli flag there because they're all in on Pakistan.
And they told
Pakistan. They're all in on Hamas and the Palestinians. And so they said they complained about it and they wanted it taken down. And now security's going in there and they're filming this.
Okay.
Those bitches complained and said, you know what? I'm offended by this.
So basically you're saying Eagles fans are a big bunch of pussies?
What's that?
Eagles fans are a big bunch of pussies? And they can't handle
it. I don't know. Maybe this one. I think this was a Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah, it
had to be a Cowboys fan.
It has to be a Cowboys fan.
Of course, it was literally wall-to-wall green, but okay.
That's not true. There were Cowboys fans there.
It mattered, but there was a majority. Well,
that's how they flushed all the toilets at the end, was with all their tears.
I'm gonna step all over this. So what I'm going to say is they're at a game, and they don't want to see this. Now, whether they just want to be put their political blinders on and just be like, I just want to watch a football game, probably. But the fact that he decided that he is special because Boston or Cross, and he's going to hang the flag that he wants, they probably asked him nicely because he's Georgian or Cross. They said, look, could you take the flag down? And he stood up and he looked a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Just going by the video. And the security guard did not seem happy to have that kind of response. So if you'd like to continue playing, I don't think it was a big conspiracy. I think the guy was just being a dick.
Look,
and he got
there's an amazing game going on the field.
Take your fucking flag and pay attention to the game.
Just pay attention to the game. Shut up about the goddamn flag. What's the big deal? It's just a flag.
Oh, please.
It's not like they got tits hanging over the side.
Nobody would have complained about that.
All you need is like two assholes underneath that thing to start going from the river to the sea, from the river to the sea. And then you got a brawl. Take the flag down.
Well, in Philly, there's a brawl for no reason. So
yeah,
exactly.
They fight over penalties.
Here you go. Mike.
So now he's got his hand out.
Feels like the Eagle fans are leaving.
Yeah, right.
So.
look, they're taking the flag.
Wow. So they took the flag.
They sounded like they were from Texas. You're right. They sounded Southern.
So they took the flag down, which is bullshit. And they threw him out.
Well, as he should have. I'm pretty sure I would bet you that there's somewhere in the handbook of to be a box owner, there's probably some rules.
There is.
Okay.
And there's nothing in there that says you can't hang a flag over there. It says you can't hang offensive. You can't hang offensive material over the side. Now,
what about that?
A little controversial, for sure.
Again, offensive is
subjective.
Thank you, Bob. It's
but you're at a private stadium. It's not his, and they have the right to make the rules. So if you don't like it, don't go to the fucking game.
There were fuck Dallas signs all over that place, and no one said a fucking word.
Well,
there's an American Jewish flag, and all of a sudden people are getting thrown out of the stadium?
Not American Jewish. It was American Israel.
Same thing.
No.
It's not.
A bit different.
Is it okay. Really?
Okay. Wait, Jody laughed. He says, hey.
Box.
Yeah, I already brought it up on screen.
Oh,
so he's going to sue the Eagles.
Oh, you go ahead.
And the NFL and the security company. I say go get them. Bob, Donald, whatever your name is.
Why are you afraid to speak out against Boston or Cross?
I don't
know. Why are you going to tie up a court over this stupid shit?
If I'm sticking up for the Norcrosses, you know that there's something wrong. I am not a fan of the Norcrosses whatsoever.
Jody said they didn't get thrown out. They left.
No, they got escorted out.
He says it was.
You mean like Lauren Boebert out of Beetlejuice?
Yeah, they got escorted. Yeah, he got escorted out. Let me see if I get.
So maybe he was vaping
and he had his hand in somebody's tits too.
Maybe he should have gotten fondled before he got thrown out. Oh, here we go. Bloodbugger says they may not contain personal messages, logos, political endorsements, and may not be hung in the stadium structure.
They hang them all. They're hanging signs from there all the time.
Yeah, if it's in there, it doesn't matter.
So this is what Norcross said. As a lifelong passionate fan and season ticket holder, I've watched the Eagles / NFL make clear and strong statements on a number of... Duchess, may I read my thing without you sitting there snorting over there?
You may attempt to read. Go ahead.
strong statements on numerous important civic justice issues and ethnic and world conflicts, including supporting the people of Ukraine. So as a strong supporter of Israel, a country which was viciously attacked by terrorist groups, Hamas, less than a month ago, I thought it was an important statement to make. It remains unclear why the Eagles slash NFL believe that the U.S.-Israeli flag should be deemed obscene, indecent, or otherwise inappropriate, which is what I am cited for, and should therefore be ripped down, despite both issuing public statements strongly supporting Israel following the October 7th attacks, Norcross wrote. But as I consider whether to file lawsuits against the Philadelphia Eagles, the NFL, and the security company, which yanked me out of the box and paraded me in front of thousands of fans, I urge other supporters of Israel to make their feelings known to the team and the NFL, just as they have to universities like Penn and Harvard.
Wow. Wow.
Eagles have not made a comment yet. They have not commented on the situation.
They'll sell it. Somebody else will buy it. Get rid of it then. You don't like
they
it?
They sell my books.
Yeah, fuck them.
If I had a like box, I'd sell it.
They asked him nicely, I'm sure.
In this economy?
That's true.
Well, boss, I mean, they supported money. Israel in their statements. The NFL did. The Eagles did.
That's fine.
So now all of a sudden you can't put a flag up there, put in support?
No, you can't. No, you
that's
can't.
Okay. The moose lambs are coming. The moose lambs are here. All right, they're coming for all of us. And they're not even making any bones about it.
Yeah, it's really tall lambs.
Yes.
Really tall lambs with antlers and wool.
So hanging a flag at a football game is going to stop those Muslims. Damn it.
Listen,
because George Norcross wrote a letter and said all the buzzwords.
The Muslims are already telling you what they're going to do.
They're already fucking here. They've been here for years. Don't
care. We can have a Muslim majority nation here in Canada.
So what he said was,
thank God
one day we can have a Muslim majority nation here in Canada.
Right in your face.
Right in your face.
We have Canadian law here, and you say that you want Sharia law to displace Canadian law. That doesn't sound very respectful.
In majority, you wouldn't have.
When we are in the majority, we wouldn't have. You wouldn't have any other options.
Any other option? Go to your queen and tell her to change the laws.
We will go to your queen and tell her to change the laws.
Well, laws to what, sir? To Sharia law?
No, change the laws to not allow any more Muslims to come to Canada.
No, change the laws not to allow any more Muslims to come to Canada.
We owe our allegiance and our loyalty first and foremost to our religion.
All our allegiance and loyalty first and foremost to our religion.
But to the queen, to be honest. When I went for my so-called oath, I was silent. I didn't say anything.
When I went for my so-called oath, I was silent. I didn't say anything.
It was your responsibility to make sure you got it.
It was your responsibility to make sure you got it out of me.
Out of you.
So what he said was, when he took the oath of being a Canadian citizen, he sat there silent. So he didn't take the oath. So he's like, fuck you. I'll do what I want because my religion comes first.
Oh, right there. It says, I didn't take the oath. Bye.
Right.
On the fucking boat. See you later.
They should bonk him on the head.
Yeah.
And put him back on a boat and send him wherever the fuck he came. Whatever.
Fuck that. Just vaccinate him.
Over in
the back of the bus, please, sir.
I think this is in France. The moose lambs set a cop on fire.
Nice.
Yeah, they don't. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that, but it's kind of funny.
That's right? Fucking horrible.
Right? These moose lambs aren't playing around.
Well, France has had their share of problems. Holy
shit. With who? Listen, it's in Germany.
Moose lambs.
So that was in France?
And France.
So that was cop flambe? Flambe.
Right. The moose lambs are taking over Europe. Jesus. And they're here.
What do they call pork over there?
Forbidden? I don't know.
No, I'm talking about... Never mind.
This is what I love. See, now this is the useful idiots in this country. They should live for 1 month under Sharia law. They should send them off to Sharia law school, and you wouldn't hear that. You wouldn't hear fucking boo out of these people.
We call on you to boycott Starbucks, McDonald's, Disney, Nestle, Coca-Cola, Pizza Hut, Burger King,
You would starve. You would starve. You wouldn't be able to eat. You wouldn't have any food to eat. That everything that you were just yelling, you probably eat in spades. And she yells Nike. And
Survey and Airbnb.
Oh, Airbnb. Yeah.
She's got, I was about to say, I bet everybody looked down at their freaking shoes.
Yeah, she's got Nikes on.
Subway, Walmart, and the
You dumb bitch.
Well, they're a parody of themselves. It's ridiculous.
Someone should have knocked her down and ripped her shoes off. And
I think that chick
them.
Just answered like a Craigslist ad.
All right.
Yeah. Did I play this on the
mm-hmm. Did I play this on the show before? Because I think if I did, I want to play it again.
This does not look familiar.
There is a guy who was going around and he was getting people to sign a petition to support Hamas and the Palestinians.
Yeah, this is good.
And he says, well, wait a minute. Before you do that, I want to explain to you the terms and conditions.
Right. Doing a quick petition to help Hamas free Palestine.
Woo!
Ooh, yeah. My nipples just got hard.
Ooh. Oh, my God. I just make a wet spot in my Levi jeans.
You're all in? All right.
Good thing I'm wearing a diaper.
I just have to read terms and conditions just so you know what you're signing.
Okay.
By supporting Hamas freeing Palestine, you agree to the following. You agree that every Jew, Christian, and non-Muslim in the world must be slaughtered.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that.
You endorse making homosexuality punishable by jail or death?
Oh, no.
You don't agree with that? You believe Iran should use Palestinians as puppets to spread radical jihad and destroy the West? No?
No.
I'm glad I read the terms of agreements. You support strict Sharia law, which bans women from showing their knees, hair, playing sports in public, not being able to travel without a man's permission.
I'm sorry.
Not interested? Okay. You want a terrorist group that beheads babies and rapes girls to replace only democracy in the Middle East?
Not sure that's something to support.
So if I sign, I agree with this.
Yes.
Maybe no.
No? Okay.
In theory. No.
Thank you. No. I don't support any of these two things that you just read to me, so then I won't be able to sign this then.
That's fair. No, thanks for not signing. Yeah. All right.
This is what's coming, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you realize this, because here's a brother, and this is the sister, and the sister did something, and this is what you get in Sharia law. Mm. You get a couple whacks. They're using the cane. The brother's doing that. The brother is doing that to the sister.
Well, aren't they
honor for her honor?
Yeah. Charlie Daniels still alive? I thought he died.
I think he's still hanging in there.
The Ayatollahs of Iran and every terrorist you enable. Listen up. You might have met our fresh-faced flower child president and his weak-kneed Ivy League friends. But you haven't met America. You haven't met the heartland where the people will defend this nation with their bloody, calloused, bare hands. That's what it takes. You haven't met the steel workers and the hard rock miners or the swamp folks in Cajun country who can wrestle a full-grown gator out of the water. You haven't met the farmers, the cowboys, the loggers, and the truck drivers. You don't know the mountain men who live off the land or the brave cops who fight the good fight in the urban war zones. No, you've never met America. And you ought to pray you never do.
That's right.
That's right.
He died in 2020.
He died in 2020?
He looks great.
No, I just made that up because I have nothing to say. So.
I was going to say, wow, he looks great.
Yeah, he died in June or July of 2020.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. COVID. He must have been talking about this must have been from before. Is this Charlie Daniels? It looks like Charlie Daniels, doesn't it?
That's Charlie Daniels.
Bob, is he alive or dead?
He's dead. I just fucking told you twice.
You just said I made it up. I was like, what? Because I had nothing to say. I was like,
Well, why would I make that up? Like, well, yeah, he died 3 days ago.
Nothing. It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, he had a stroke. Poor bastard.
His last stroke.
This is our new Speaker of the House, Michael Johnson. Mm. And he was at a conference. And he has this thing that he has on his phone, and his son has it on his phone,
And it's a kind of like a purity. Like, in other words, you know how you have an accountability buddy, like a partner, like the workout buddy, or, you know, someone that, all right, what did you eat? Okay. No. It's a diet partner. You don't have any kind of partners that hold you accountable for anything, Bob?
I used
to. Yeah, like if you work, like to work out or a diet.
Not anymore.
Like a diet or something.
Not anymore?
Nope.
That was I'm called, free. It was no, called a wife, huh?
Right. Oh, shit.
So here he is. Yeah. He's going to talk about it.
So Covenant Eyes is the software that we've been using a long time in our household. I first learned about it at, I think, a Promise Keepers event in the early 2000s. I think it was developed in about the year 2000. But it's the largest accountability software that there is. And there's some paperwork out there on the table that I think everybody may have picked up on the way in. If not, go get it. It's a subscription-based. I mean, we don't make any money on this. I'm telling you, we use it. Okay, I'm endorsing it because I'm a user. It's about $15 a month, $16 a month.
What is this, Shark Tank?
And you get up.
So wait a minute. So this is, he's explaining it right now. So what this does is it's on your phone and it's also on somebody else's phone. And what it does, it scans your phone for.
It tracks your websites.
Yeah, it tracks your websites
and apps
and anything that would be non-Christian,
objectionable.
Oh, so it only works on Android.
I don't know that.
Trust me, fucking Safari's pretty damn secure. They don't let nobody track shit.
Well, it's well, maybe, but
up to 10 devices. And what it is, it's accountability software. So men in a church, you know, men's Bible study groups will do it. That's how it's presented at Promise Keepers. But they also mention, hey, when your kids become teenagers, especially if you have boys, dads, they're talking to the guys at this event, you might want to think about doing this with your sons. And so we've been doing that. And so what it does real simply is it has an algorithm and software. It's way above my head how it works, but it scans, you obviously opt into it, but it scans all the activity on your phone or your devices, your laptop, tablet, what have you. We do all of it. And then it sends a report to your accountability partner. So my accountability.
That's not too creepy.
Accountability partner right now is Jack, my son, right?
And so
his accountability partner is his 17-year-old son. So so what happens is the son has to have a burner phone for his porn.
17. So he and I get a report of all the things that are on our phones or all of our devices once a week. If anything objectionable comes up, your accountability partner gets an immediate notice. Porn. I'm proud to tell you, my son
has
got a clean slate. All right.
Yeah. Hang on.
But we get a report and it says, hey, no activity of concern. And it's really, really sensitive. It'll pick up almost anything. It looks for keywords, search terms, and also images. And it will send your accountability partner a blurred picture of the image. And so on occasion, I get one. I was just looking at the one from this week. I got on Jack and it said, This is the only one that may be questionable, and it's this blurred image of two women talking in a live stream thing, and I zoom in, and I have to unblur it, and it's two middle-aged teachers.
What were they doing?
Yes, what?
Oh!
It's they on the report.
They were fucking a student is what they were doing. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
This is where the report stops.
God damn, well, Mike, you left us hanging.
I found this article a little creepy that his accountability buddy is his son.
Does it upload it to God? I mean, isn't that everybody's accountability buddy?
You know? He's a little.
I'm not having a fucking conscience.
He's a little Christian-y for my taste.
Little?
I know.
Jesus. He's like.
And what the concern was on this. There's a quote in here. It says a U.S. congressman is allowing a third party tech company to scan all of his electronic devices daily and then uploading reports to his son. So that's a little weird. But like you said, the son probably has a burner phone. And he's probably like the Duggar guy. Well, actually, the Duggar guy, didn't he have that? Didn't one of the Duggar, that eldest Duggar,
that, I don't know.
Josh, the creepy one, the one who was like into.
They had 19 porn. Kids.
And it was the oldest one.
The oldest one was banging his sisters.
He's molesting his sisters.
He was molesting his sisters.
But he's also,
he was married. He was cheating on his wife. He was into porn.
Yeah.
So he has no stock trading, a hefty home mortgage, and more than $120,000, I'm guessing, debt from Liberty University. So, I mean, he's not. At least he's not doing those things that everybody else is doing. It says he doesn't trade any stocks and has a home mortgage valued between $250,000 and $500,000. He's Oh, he's made more than $120,000 since 2018 teaching online classes at Liberty University.
So he's got a second job. There's nothing wrong with that. More people should be like this guy.
Exactly.
More congressmen should be like this guy.
He's not, I guess you'd call it on the take, you know, like these other assholes who are voting for spending bills because it's going to line their own fucking pockets with investments.
Hey, there could be some things that float on by that would line his pockets. I mean,
oh, my goodness. You are so...
Oh, stop it.
Cynical.
I don't have a problem
cynical.
With the guy.
You call me cynical? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, listen how cynical you are about this gentleman. He's a God-fearing man. He's
we've
in
let
there
evil
doing his Lord's
fucks.
Work for this country.
Yeah, everybody thought Jim Baker was a great guy, too. You know.
Throwing rocks. And he's from your party.
My party. Okay. Well, finally, someone they elected somebody.
Duchess had a party. Why wasn't I invited?
All right. Well, to get back to the comments, Bud Bugger says, if they're stepsisters, that's hot.
No, there was actual like.
No, it was actually blood sisters. It was gross.
Yeah, it was gross.
There was like, they're like what? Like 12 months apart? Like sister.
Yeah.
So they weren't like sisters.
No, they were legit sisters.
I have a feeling that when you take and you take a kid and you suppress him and you make, you know, you use religion to drive him, that it just, it pushes them into.
He's going to die in a Porsche filled with cocaine and three girls hookers. From the local strip club.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I think that's true.
Well, look at Mike Pence and his wife, Mother.
Mother.
I'm sorry. That's creepy. I mean, I to refer to her publicly as mother.
Well,
no, it's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean I don't know how many times, you know, when you have someone that's been married and they have children, the guy always calls her mother. Yeah. Mother, what's for dinner?
Yeah, but that's in your house. Like, you don't go out and be like, so mother, what are we doing tonight? Like,
but I would think that if you can't, and listen, he will not be in a room with another woman with it, unless there's somebody else. He will not be in a room alone. No, let me just tell you something.
Darn. I was trying. No, I'm kidding.
When they shake the fucking skeleton out of that man's closet, I can see him.
Him and Lindsey Graham.
I can see him. Ooh. Nipple clamps.
Oh,
rubber suit. Ball gag.
Oh, like a, was it a gimp suit with the ball gag?
Yeah. I can see the whole thing with him. I wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction gimp.
Yeah,
it would not shock me one iota if they find Mike Pence. When they shake the skeletons out of that closet, that guy there is he's either it's a dark, suppressed, dark, closeted homosexual. In my humble opinion, I don't have any facts on this. Underinformed, over-opinionated. I'm just telling you, somebody that fucked up on the Lord hides something.
Okay, wait a minute. You just busted my balls 4 minutes ago about Mike Johnson, like he's a religious man, and now you're like fucking Mike Pence. He's something wrong with him.
Duchess,
double speak.
You're supposed to be the nice one. I'm the nasty asshole.
I'm sorry. Did I point out something?
What am I, chopped liver?
I'm hanging around. Oh, nice accent.
Well, look,
chopped liver. Hey yo.
We're corrupting the Duchess. Look what we're doing to her. She was the nicest person when we met.
I am nice. Damn it. I'm fucking charming.
Stop.
Fucking charming, motherfucker.
Don't play those drops.
Coming right up.
Mike 5739.
No.
I'm fucking charming.
Damn it.
There's your snippet for the next social media post.
I'm fucking charming. No. Oh, my goodness.
He palmed my breasts.
Oh, no.
His thumb flicking over my nipple. I cried out and he buried himself.
Oh, stop.
Hey, listen. You know how hard it's been for the past 58 minutes, not to mention the tale of OJ? The tale of OJ that Duchess sang? Not Duchess, AI Duchess.
Oh, yeah. You mean the Jay-Z? The new Jay-Z hotness.
No, don't play that.
Yeah, you better not play that
one. I'm going to get canceled.
Yeah, we'll all get canceled.
I hate the fact that I can't play this song.
We'll have to move to Gaza.
So there's a song that is that Jay-Z does.
Oh.
And it's The Tale of OJ. And it's where he talks about, you know, racism. And no matter what he does, he's, you know, he can't shake the stigma of being a black man. He sings it like a black man. I can't say what he says, but he can. And so we had talked about that. And I said, did I say that? Somebody came up with the idea. If what if AI Duchess sang that song?
No, it was in Discord. Somebody came up with it.
Wasn't me.
And so I spent how long? About an hour and a half?
No, it wasn't that long.
No, you put it together pretty quickly.
You did it. You did
it was
it
after
like
your show.
I took was AI. It? To, yeah, it was. It was after the Daily Jamingo.
Well,
you put it together.
We were working on a Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks song first.
Yeah. Oh, that was Dean. Thank you, Dean.
Right.
And Mike was he goes,
tongue
that was,
punching my fart box or something like that.
No. He's very proud of himself. He says yeah. It was funny.
Maybe you come and you tongue punching on my back door.
Same, you know what? I don't even think I have it on the board. I don't even know what I did with it. Where did I put that song?
No, it's okay.
I don't know.
So in other words, Duchess didn't have anything to do with this. Duchess did not have anything to do with this whatsoever.
No.
Oh, look, there it is.
Oh, no.
There it is.
It's not. It's like incomplete, right? So
it's so bad.
It's not incomplete. It's a clip. It's 37 seconds long.
Oh my God.
I'm not talking about the Jay-Z one. I'm talking about the other one.
Oh. I can't play it. I'm not allowed. I hate the fact I'm not allowed because it's
so
amazing.
Bad. It's so bad.
I thought you were pulling up the Tom Petty song.
I don't
stop dragging that. Stop tongue punching my fart box.
Oh my God. How do we get onto this? This is not on the board.
It's not on the board. And then I named this the KZ, the story of EZ.
Oh, man.
So, oh, damn it.
I think I'm going to ban you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Because the thing is, even though Duchess had nothing to do with this, and it was all me, I took the lyrics and I mixed the song and I just used AI Duchess's voice. Duchess had nothing to do with this. I still can't play it because it's so good. I can't play it.
It is good.
If you're playing Discord.
Not easily offended. Yeah, it's
oh, yeah, it's hard.
Well done. I won't say the content is.
Damn.
Good because, well,
stop dragging my fart around,
something like that.
Something
oh
like that.
God.
All right, what else we got going on here? Bob, do you want to take over and do some stories? Because I've basically you shot spent? My proverbial load.
Well, I'm trying to find the article, and it's I don't know how all the text got in here. John must do that. I don't do that. Knock it off. Wasn't prepared for this shit.
What's that song?
Soft fails again.
How are you not prepared for this? You didn't know.
Well, I didn't have my article up. I didn't think we'd talk about this shit.
I just asked you if you had anything. You could have said no.
He has something.
Well, I thought this one was kind of interesting.
Okay.
So, Florida recently passed a ban on cell phone use during class time, and some schools are putting even stricter restrictions on students. Now, I saw this on Fox News, believe it or not. They were talking to the woman, to one of the teachers, and she has a wooden box that she's built with, you know, slots to put your phone in it, you know, kind of, you know, blam, 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 blam. And, anyway, she was saying that light years difference. Because they have to turn off their phones and then it goes in the box when they enter the classroom. So Florida public schools are to prohibit cell phone usage during instructional time and block students' access to social media on district Wi-Fi, the law says. It also requires schools to teach students about the effects of social media. Sorry, the effects social media has on their behavior. And I think, dude, they're like a solid 10 years too late doing this shit, right?
Well, it started when kids felt like they had to see this started when there were these school shootings and kids wanted to be able to call their parents when something like this happened. And so they were allowed to keep their phones on them. And now it's just gotten out of hand. I mean, kids are texting, they're on their phones while they're in class, they're doing social media.
Right.
It's enough. There's, you know, there has to be a time where you got to put your phones away. I mean, I see it in workplaces all the time. Guys, kids are walking around with their phone in one hand and doing their work with one-handed. I'm like, put mm-hmm. the fucking phone down. If I had a place of business, you would not be able to have your phone on you while you're on the clock. I don't pay you to be on the phone. I pay you to do your job, and your job is not to be on the phone. Well, what if there's an emergency? That's what
to call the job. Yeah, or you call the job.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Now, I do remember back when iPhones came out, there was an app you could get that was a gun. That was, it would have a gun on the screen, and you could like tap it, and it would boom, you know. It's kind of neat. Maybe they could just bring that app back.
Oh, that sounds like it would be fun.
So you would do this?
Oh, my God. Well, there would be a gun cocking, too. Like, it sounds like a, you know, like the rack going back. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd want this.
You could do that. There was an app that actually did that.
Oh,
yeah.
No. And that, and you want that on kids' phones at school?
Well, how else is the phone going to protect them? There's probably already 4,000 calls going to 911. What the fuck are you going to do? Call mom? What's mom going to do? Come up there and ground the guy?
You're saying that
no sense. In case of emergency, yeah, you have the sound of something.
I don't know if, like, my kids constantly text my ex-wife. Like, for everything. It's like, mom this, mom that, mom.
Tell me about it.
I don't know how they, yeah. See, you have the same problem, don't you?
Yeah, I get texts a lot. It's
for the kids all day long, right?
That's because dad never answers. He's like, I'll get to that later, fuck.
Yeah,
yeah. There's only one text that dad gets. Dad, I need money.
Can you pick me up? My car's broken.
Yeah.
Well, the article does kind of address it. It says some students say the ban is problematic because they don't feel safe not being able to reach out to parents or authorities if something dangerous happens at schools. You know what? Your teacher has a cell phone.
Okay.
They panic buttons.
You could probably haul ass over to the box and grab your phone pretty quickly. Like, the doors are going to lock. You're not going to be leaving the room, right? So
yeah. Now, there's got to be some kind of procedure set up where these kids don't have it. Whether they put them in a box at the, you know, when you come in, you know how you'd come in and you'd put all your stuff. If you came in and the teacher took something off you, they'd put it in a box. You have a box there, and the kids put their phones in a box on silent. And then at the end of the class, they pick their phones up and leave.
You know what I've seen in classrooms where teachers they look like shoe bags, like those clear plastic bags. You just come in and you put your phone in there. You take the number and you put your phone in. And then when you come back at the end, you just swap it back out. And then your phone is there. It's not taken away. You can see it. But like for that 40 minutes, maybe you pay attention to what the teacher's saying, not half-ass pay attention, that concept. Because I'm the same way. I'm highly distracted by my phone. So it's if the phone was put away or I know I couldn't use it, it actually these kids might learn something.
Well, now they bring those switches. The game switches.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously.
And the one teacher took the switch away from this kid. The kid beat her her unconscious.
He did. Like, he was huge. He was huge.
Right. I think he was a little on the spectrum.
All touch of the tism on that, yeah.
Yeah, and he beat her unconscious. Matter of fact, I think he's going to jail for that one.
Well, fuck yeah, he is. They're trying him as an adult. He petitioned for leniency. Like, his defense attorney's like, well, if you would speak up on his behalf. And the teacher's like, the fuck I am.
Fuck yeah.
He can go to jail. Like, yeah, beat the shit out of me.
That's right.
He beat her. It was awful to watch.
And you know something? I think by sending one kid to jail, that'll make the other ones think twice before they raise a hand to a teacher again.
I don't think he was that much unaware of his reaction. Like, I think he knew enough that she took his switch and he went after her. There was no And it wasn't like it, right at the moment. It was after class. He chased her down the hallway. So he waited. He knew.
I agree.
Ugh. That's terrible.
Okay.
That's so awful. That poor woman.
What's next, Bob?
Amtrak Joe Biden visits Delaware to promote $16 billion for passenger rail projects. Now, I get it. They have a commuting problem up there in that particular region of the country, but where's the money coming from? And why are we giving this to Amtrak? Why don't we just build it and it'll belong to the fucking people? You know, why does it have to go to a corporation? Hey, where's my $1 billion for my business that I don't have to pay back, but I get to reap all the fucking benefits and the proceeds from?
Yeah, Bob, back when I was a congressman, some of my fondest memories were driving the train from Wilmington, Delaware down to Washington, D.C. I'd go there, and I'd come back the same day because, you know, my wife was killed in a car crash by a drunk driver, and somebody had to take care of those little bastards. And I don't know if you knew that, Bob, but Jill was the babysitter, and you know how I like to fuck me a babysitter every once in a while. So.
Yeah, and get her to push my wife's car off into the fucking ditch. So into a river.
So what I like to do is
just wait 3 years and
get back to the thing that I'm very fond of. And, you know, as a nation, we really don't have a very good train system. What was I saying, Bob?
I don't know. Are you done yet?
Yeah, I guess.
Budvoger says the conductor toast is done. And the soundboard.
My ice pockets is my hot pockets is ready. Well, I hope it's the one with pepperoni.
So can I read the article?
I love those pepperoni hot pockets.
Yes.
Oh shit!
So President Joe Biden, arguably the nation's biggest Amtrak fan, visited a train maintenance shop in his home state of Delaware on Monday to showcase more than $16 billion in federal investments for rail travel along the busy Northeast Corridor.
Bob, I used to take the train every day there. Did I tell you that, Bob? Sorry.
Saying of long-delayed improvements,
we're finally getting it done.
The president highlights...
I'm sorry, Bob. I mean, I don't know who this guy is that's giving the money back. I think it's a worthy, worthy cause. And I'm 100% behind it, Bob. Just saying,
Listen, fuckhead!
So the president highlighted Spain to modernize 25 passenger train projects between Boston and Washington at an event in Bear, Delaware, about 12 miles from Biden's home in Wilmington. Why in the United States of America do we not have the best rail system in the world? Noting that better train service in some of America's busiest locales would help ease car traffic and potentially reduce fossil fuel use, he added. There's so much more that we can do to better the environment and quality of life. Now, this is the part this sounds like a large number. Amtrak runs about 800,000 trips daily on its Northeast Corridor. Does that sound right? 800,000 trips daily?
It's a bunch of bullshit, Bob. Hey, Bob, you know how I like my women?
Dead.
Bear. Get it, Bob?
Ding.
Bear. Oh, it's Bear, God. Delaware. It's just not that far from my house, Bob. Bear. It's a town of Delaware.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Are you done, John? You need some more. You need a moment, bud.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just listening to you and President Joe go back and forth. I don't know what you're talking about.
It says during his 36 years as a senator, Biden traveled back and forth from Wilmington to Washington daily. With a little kid under each arm, the president says he logged more than 1 million miles on Amtrak during his public service career, and displayed firsthand knowledge of the route on Monday. Well, so we're just worried about that particular route. We're not worried about anybody else. California's been trying to put in some kind of a high speed rail for a while now, and spent shitloads of fucking money on it, government money, may I add, and it begins nowhere and it ends nowhere.
Bob, you know, I think I probably know that guy. You know, we probably travel. I travel the train same time. I just saying.
I might know that guy. Got a picture of him?
Yeah, right here. Just a second. I want to bring him up. That guy.
He looked familiar.
Who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in a chamber?
Yeah, sporting goods, please. Yes, sir. I won't get one of them guns that holds 100 rounds in the chamber and give me 2 10,000-round magazines, please. No, Joe Biden said y'all sell guns that hold 100 rounds in the chamber, and I want one. No, I ain't crazy. He hung up on me.
100 rounds.
That guy. Now on the climate change front, I thought this was kind of cool. It's they're actually coming up with things to do with old tires. Thought it was pretty neat.
You won't believe how this company is turning old car and truck tires into profit. A video from Insider Business gave us a behind the scenes look at a company called Free Recycle, whose goal is to help tackle the ever-growing tire waste problem in Nigeria, and their solution is genius. Here's how it all works. First, the old tire is put through a debeater machine that removes the steel belt. Then, in order to make things a little bit more manageable, the tire is cut up into smaller pieces before being run up a conveyor belt into a giant shredder that turns the pieces into chunks. After the shredder, the rubber chunks are then dumped onto rollers that crush them down to even smaller pieces, where workers then rake the remnants over vibrating screens. The smallest pieces fall through the screen, and then the larger ones repeat that same process until they're small enough to pass through the screen. Magnets are then utilized to pull out any remnants from the steel belts, and then it's moved through the rest of the process until it lands in these giant heated mixers, where a polyurethane binder is added before the rubber is put into molds that create rubber bricks and paving stones. One of the most popular applications of these paving stones are kids' playgrounds, which is just genius. They also make anti-slip flooring, rubber mats, rubber sheets, and pretty much anything else that you can make from rubber, all from a bunch of old tires.
That's genius, Bob. I'll tell you right now. That guy over there is a lot of black people working in that plant. I don't know. Think maybe you get a white person? Diversity, Bob. Diversity.
I thought it was pretty cool, man. Because for a long time, man, we've just been throwing a fucking landfill. You know?
Oh, yeah. You got to pay to get rid of them, and then they don't ever, know what to do. They ship
when you
them
worked
to
at the garage, when you worked at the gas station back when you were younger, did you ever have to do any kind of tire stuff, like take tires off the rim?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you did that at that
swing four. Oh, yeah.
When I was in high school, I worked in a tire shop and taught myself how to do it. Take the tire off the rim, put a new one on, balance it, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was Skimmerhorn money, Bob. Used to work Saturdays and Sundays in my dad's shop. Somebody would pull in with a flat tire. Yeah, bring that baby over here. You'd go over there. You'd take it off. Dunk it, find it, patch it, and then give it back to him. It'd be $5 right in the old front pocket, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'd make $30, $40 a day swinging tires.
Did you ever have any success patching a sidewall?
You don't patch a sidewall, Bob. I know,
exactly.
Don't patch. See, I know you're trying to slide by me there, Bob. Like I didn't know what I was doing. I see.
All
right, flexing your tire knowledge. Very good. Jody says rubber is expensive.
Rubber is expensive. Fucking tires are.
That's not true. I seen like a 44 pack of them at Costco for like $12.
Well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, they're reused.
Oh, God.
They're retreads. We take these rubbers, we ground them up, and then we wash them. And then
turn them inside out when you use them.
Yeah.
Wash them out in the water.
Then we sell them to rednecks for 44 cents of gross.
What is wash?
We wash them. We take them and we put them in some water and we wash them.
This guy again.
I love him. He makes me.
Can we go through some of these misspelled labels, please? Pot 11. Yeah, excuse me. Do you guys have any of those majestic ass biscuits left? Ah, you don't? Crap. What about, how about any fish assholes? Yeah, so up ahead, if you're in a wheelchair, just try to walk. Just get up and walk, all right? Right lane, must right left. If I saw this sign, I'm crashing right into a tree. Can you do me a favor, please? P former please fart one time in a French seat? Thanks. Can't nobody do you like Jesus, huh? Or a priest if you're underage.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, where are you getting off? Fifth floor? No? Tooth floor?
Oh, no.
Third? You getting off in the third
floor?
Yeah, can I get a bacon McDouble no union? And a chili no cucumber? No cucumber in my chili, please. If you would like your pickle drained, ask an employee. Thank you. I need aisle 7. I need help on aisle 7. Yeah, I'll take a small of the bubble gum. Oh, you don't have any left? I'll take some of the butt finger blast, please.
I actually clipped because he does the same thing with the housekeeping. He does that again.
I love
the cheam creams.
Yeah,
I have another one if you want it.
Hey, you know what I want? I want some of those seedless cucumbers.
Cucumber?
No, cucumbers.
What did you call them?
Cucumbers. Seedless cucumbers. Cucumbers. Yeah, that's all.
That doesn't sound right.
There's another one.
That might be the name of this episode, Cucumbers.
Can we go through some of these misspelled labels, please? Pot 10.
Pot.
Made in China? Everything's made in China these days. Hey, can you do me a favor? Yeah, next time you come through here, can you please try to walk just without walking? Yeah, do you guys do dry cleaning? You guys do dry cleaning?
Don't
charge for anything these days. 15% for gravity? Jeepers creeping. Probably one of our $3 anus melts.
Oh, no.
Did you get that book? I haven't been able to find a copy of it. Oh, I got it at the Wong Fu King bookstore. Some of you Karens out there could use this toilet paper for sure.
Extra
you could use
extra
it.
Extra
be
dick.
Honest. Oh, shit, a bridge.
It's the
Please
bridge.
Do not grab your own balls. We'll grab them for you. Wait, where is this place? It's been so long. Boneless, skinless children's thighs?
Oh, no.
I'll be right misspelled, but we could have used a space between the pen and is.
Jill, get the car.
We
could have
used a space.
That one said, it says pen is broken. Please use finger, but it says penis broken.
Penis
please
broken.
Use finger. That'd make a nice t-shirt.
That could still work. Works in so many ways. Just a thought.
Boneless, skinless children thighs. Jill, get the car.
You want to take a quick trip back to 1983?
Sure.
This chick, I can't remember what her name is. I think her last name is Savage. I always liked her name.
Jessica Savage. She was in. She was Philadelphia. She was in Philadelphia.
Was
Jessica Savage. Yeah, she was the anchor for Philadelphia.
She was the shit. Yeah.
And then she moved to big time. She went to New York.
Yeah.
And then she had a car accident and drowned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she drowned in it. She flipped upside down in it. She flipped upside down in a ditch and drowned in her car.
Actually, that'd be Biden.
The video is going to be a little.
She got Biden.
Creepy.
No, it's 21 seconds long.
The Reagan administration has proposed making airbags or automatic seatbelts mandatory for new cars.
Do you remember those? In the late 80s, early 90s, they had cars that the belts were like automatic, like motorized.
Yeah,
you get in a car and close the door and it fucking like Mazdas did that shit. Those things will knock your fucking head off if you get it in the way.
I had a car that did that. It was, I had a car that had the automatic seatbelts. You'd shut the door and the thing would come across
right
your neck.
Yeah. I had my first wife had a Mazda 626 and it did that. And one time it fucking like smacked me in the head because I wasn't used to it. It's not my car.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's more here.
Critics urged immediate action. And finally, a federal report today predicted possible catastrophic warming of the earth by the 1990s with a strong climate change.
We're all going to die. Oh, wait a minute. They said 90s. Never mind. Oh,
we made it. Hooray.
I'm Jessica Savage in New York. More news later on this NBC station.
Yeah.
That's right. That's when she was national. That's when she went national.
Mm-hmm.
She was a hot piece of ass.
She was a nice looking lady.
Mm-hmm. Was. Yes, she was.
Yeah, too bad she didn't float better. All righty. So that's pretty much burns it out for me, bud.
All right. Well, that's it. I think I think we've done it all. I think we've said it all, right? Oh, you got it. Okay.
Are we going to the Discord?
We can go to the
Discord. Yep, let's go to the Discord.
You should all know where it is by now.
If
you
don't,
you should follow us.
just scroll back in the chat. There's a link. Click it, download the app, and create an account. Don't use your real name like an idiot. Be like Bud Vugger there. You know, be creative.
That is his real name. What are you kidding?
Bud Vugger?
Yeah. Yeah, sure it is.
First name's Bud, last name Vugger.
Vugger.
Sure it is.
All right. We'll see you on Monday. Oh.
See you guys.
Well, Daily Jumingo tomorrow morning.
You mean Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
See you Monday. I mean, Wednesday.
We'll be back
if
Wednesday.
You're alive still.
But we'll see John tomorrow.
Stop stepping on my plugs.
Go ahead.
Daily Jumingo tomorrow, 12 o'clock Eastern. Bye.
Bye.